Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and I'm joined now by writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Good to have you. There's a couple of things you seem to specialize in that you really get interested in, and one of them is the gun buyback. You pay a lot of attention to them.
I think they're interesting.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you term it an Orwellian term. How's it Orwellian?
It's Orwellian.
Yeah.
Because these guns were never owned by the government. You can't buy back something you never had before. So the phrase a gun buyback implies that all guns, virtually all property, really belong to the government and they're just loaned to you for a while. Well, that's not the case. It's all private property that the government is asking you to turn in to the police. And they'll give you a gift card or some money, but it's really a gun turn in, not a gun buy back. So that's why I call it Orwellian, because it is factually incorrect for a political purpose.
Right, okay. So I
have been interested in these, and the reason we haven't had a bunch of them about 7 or 8 years. There was a period where the only places you would see them was in these states that have outlawed private sales. And the reason is that before that, about 10 years ago, there were quite a few that went on. And what happened is that private purchasers started showing up at these events, and they would get some pretty good deals, and news coverage, often grudgingly, would show these private purchasers out there, and it would kind of destroy the propaganda value of the event, because what was being pushed by the event organizers was a very simple message: guns are bad, turn them in. But the private purchasers were putting forward a quite different message, which was guns are valuable, we pay cash. And the two messages don't, line up with each other.
I know.
And then what would happen is that when people would look at the guns that the private buyers got, they go, wow, those are some pretty good guns. I wish I'd been there, and it spread around. So the message went out amongst those who wish to disarm populations: don't do these events, they're counterproductive, they don't help us. And there was several different academic studies that looked at these events and said they don't accomplish anything useful. They're not really worthwhile. If you take that money and spend it on, the police salary for another police officer, you'd get a lot more bang for your buck, pun intended. And so they went away from them. Now, you still had them happen in places like California and New York and New Jersey, where private sales were essentially banned. So since you couldn't have private sales show up at these events, they were more useful for pushing the propaganda message.
Right.
So what happened that we get this flurry of them, and there has been a flurry in the last 2 years? Well, what happened was Joe Biden and his administration and the Democrats in Congress pushed through these enormous inflationary borrowing money and creating it out of thin electrons, well, totally recyclable electrons, I should say, and trillions of dollars. And in particular, they created this, I think, American Rescue Money or something like American Rescue Plan. $1.5 trillion. And most of the money was pushed to the Democratic allies and political President Biden's allies, especially in big democratically controlled cities. And they got so much money that they're struggling to find ways to spend all of it.
Right.
And they look and they say, well, gee, what about this buyback stuff? We can get rid of a lot of money that way. And, you know, a lot of people like the idea. And of course, whenever you have a program like this and you aim the money at your friends, we need to hire somebody in the media to, you know, advertise this event. And we need to, hire somebody to make T-shirts. And we need to pay our nonprofit staff plenty of money to organize it. And we need to pay police overtime. Oh, yeah, and there's some money that we'll pay for getting guns, buying guns, too. And it turns out that what I've seen is it's about roughly a third. Looks like about a third of the money, a little more. Will go for salaries and organization and advertising and things like that. So that's a nice little chunk to hand out to your buddies. And then you have the rest of the money, and some of that might end up in the hands of people you want to get it to. You know, maybe you got a gun store that has a bunch of firearms that are not selling. And if they're inexpensive firearms, they might get more at the gun buyback, the gun turn-in, I should say, than elsewhere. I saw something like that happen in Dallas. I am not entirely convinced it was intentional, but it appeared to me this one establishment was inside the political fiefdom of the person who was organizing the buyback, and that establishment ended up with most of the money from the buyback. Well, at least half. So, you know, it's probably just a coincidence. Anyway, so these things have been pushed just because they're a way to get rid of all this enormous amount of money. Of course, you and I and almost everybody else who doesn't get huge amounts of governmental largesse from these programs pay for it, because the money in our bank accounts and wallets becomes worth less as inflation goes up. So inflation is an indirect tax on everybody. It's very regressive because it's the same tax on, and more of a tax on poor people than it is on wealthy people, because the wealthy people can put their money into stocks and bonds, and that money goes up with inflation, or real estate investment, things that have actual value rather than just paper assets. But anyway, as in the case of paper money, I guess I'd say. So what happened in El Paso is they allocated $300,000 for these buybacks, and they said they're using $120,000 of that money for advertising and administrative costs. And El Paso is, there's no question, it's a Democratic Party, stronghold. And there were some private buyers at the Dallas event. Unfortunately, none of them was an attorney, and so the police kind of bullied them a little bit and made it a little harder for them to access everybody at the event.
Let me get you a hold right there, if you would be so kind.
But
coming up on the first break, talking about the Orwellian gun buyback with Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about the El Paso gun buyback. So,
yeah, or as I like to call them, gun turn-in.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the police were a little more hostile at this event than I've seen them at, say, Dallas or Houston. And but still, people got some pretty good deals. I had happened to have the fortune of having a source at the event, so I got some pictures and first-hand reporting from it. And one of the people there got what looks to be a virtually new HK-BP9 in case with the extra grip inserts, magazine loader, extra magazine, everything. I think they paid $150 for it. Then somebody else got a really nice antique Remington. I couldn't be sure if it was a model 24 or 241. Both of them are near copies of the Browning Takedown 22 that has the magazine through the buttstock. Very nice little rifle.
Right.
Highly sought after. And then my source ended up with a double barrel 12 gauge Oxford Arms shotgun. And those are a utility gun. It turns out this one was probably made in the 20s or 30s. And at that time, Oxford Arms was a store name, and the shotguns that they sold were a copy. Well, I'm not saying a copy. It's not exactly a clone. A variation is probably the better word of the Stevens 311. And those are very good little shotguns. It's a double trigger, double barrel, in pretty good shape. The recoil pad, made of rubber, was deteriorating. They tend to do that after 50 or 60 years. But otherwise, very useful little, nice little shotgun. And then another private buyer got a Ruger P-94.
I think I might have had one. That was the polymer lowered 45 ACP they made out of the P90 series, right?
Well, they made a 45 version, but most of these were in 40 caliber.
Okay.
And as I recall, this one, I think it had an aluminum frame. They're good little pistols. Everybody that I've talked to or read about who had them said they were very reliable, accurate, you know, decent pistols. Maybe just a little heavier than the polymer frame guns, but
right.
They're decent pistols. And, I don't recall what this one went for. It's $150, $200, which is a very good deal for a decent quality, 40 caliber pistol. And, so those were some of the things. That's not all of them, but, you know, I have a source. My source who was there to participate in the event, it wasn't his full-time job to get pictures of what everybody else bought, you know. So but I did get some decent pictures, and it gives you an idea
right
of what is available at these events. So that pretty much covers what happened at the they're going to have a couple more.
Yeah, do we have any idea what kind of person is going to a gun buyback? I know some people look at this, depending on the rules, they'll take the rules and use them for their own enrichment by 3D printing a bunch of stuff.
Don't we all look for,
easy money,
items we can buy to get an advantage on our taxes and things like that.
Right.
I mean, people, there's nothing wrong with that. And I would say you are correct, but I have observed, I've gone to a number of these events, there are essentially three classes of people who turn in guns at these events. The most common, I'd say it's the biggest chunk of them, are what I call, people inherit guns. Inheritors. They inherited a gun or several guns from a relative, often a grandfather or a husband or an uncle, and they're not gun enthusiasts. They really don't have any interest in the guns, but they got them. And so they're trying to figure out what to do with them. They don't know anything about gun shops. They don't know anything about gun laws. You know, the TV makes it sound like guns are something you got to be really careful about when you sell them. And so they hear one of these events being advertised that somebody will give them some cash gift cards for the gun. All they got to do is show up, turn it in, no questions, no problems. And so that's what they do. And sometimes they bring really valuable guns because they're ignorant about the value of them and turn them in. And I've seen it where people have purchased guns that were worth thousands of dollars for a couple hundred bucks. And I have seen guns that were highly valuable that were turned in to be destroyed. So that brings us to the second category of people. Well, actually, I'll save them for last. The second category, the next most common, I would call the economic turn-ins. And that's people who have guns. They know about guns. They know how much guns are worth. And they have some guns that aren't worth much. You know, I was in one of the, in that category at one buyback. I had a couple of 22 rifles that I'd gotten over the years. And it would cost more to fix them than they were worth.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, they really didn't have any value at all because I would have to spend more than what they were worth when they were fixed to fix them. So I took them up to one of these gun turn-in events in Phoenix and turned them in and got, you know, $100 gift cards each. I mean, they were missing parts. They didn't work right, but they took them at the turn-in. So that's the economic buyer, and that was what happened in Dallas. I mean, we had one entity, I will say, because I told them I wouldn't publish their name, that turned in, or I don't know how many. I think they turned in about 50, but they brought about 100 shotguns to the event to turn them in. And they were guns that they, for whatever reason, they did not believe that they could sell them. It had a defect of some kind. But they took them in at the buyback, so they got money out of it. I would guess that it's possible that some of these, which were virtually new over under shotguns, I looked at them and I said, I'll take a couple of them, you know. And the defect in what I heard in the grapevine did not seemed to me to be all that horrible, you know, like maybe an ejector wouldn't eject a shell. But, you know, I have fingers. I could reach in there and pull that empty out. You know, so.
Hang on for me, if you will. Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This article, by the way, is at amoland.com, where nearly 2,400 others of Dean's articles are. And that's the beauty of the archive they keep there. There is a lot of educational stuff, a lot of things that he's put up there that's still poignant today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The House expelled Republican Representative George Santos following an FX report that strongly criticized his conduct. Before the Friday vote, Santos spoke with Fox News.
I want people to vote their conscience.
He's only the sixth member of the House to ever be expelled. Despite actor Jussie Smollett losing his conviction appeal and potentially facing prison, Vice President Kamala Harris's 2019 post labeling him a victim of a modern-day lynching remains online. An Illinois appeals court upheld Smollett's previous conviction on 5 disorderly conduct charges in 2021, stemming from his false claims of a racist and homophobic attack. The Philadelphia City Council approved a bill prohibiting the use of ski masks in parks, schools, public transit, or other city-owned buildings. Advocates say it will aid law enforcement in solving crimes, but civil rights advocates fear it could unfairly criminalize people of color. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. We need to finish up the buyback thing.
Let me finish up a little bit.
Yeah.
I said there were three categories that go to these gun turning events that they call buyback.
Right, right.
The first are the inheritors. They get guns. They don't know what to do with them, so they take them back. The second are the economic types. They have guns. They know what guns are worth, and they have some guns that are worth less than what they'll pay at the buyback. So they take them to the buyback and make money. Or make value, because sometimes there's gift cards. The third type are the ideological types. And these are the kinds that are real. I don't know where they got the guns from. Often they are inheritors as well. And they want to support the idea that guns are bad and you need to turn them in. And I even have a record of one of these types turning in a near-mint Colt Python at one of the Tucson gun turning events, for thousands of dollars. They would not take thousands of dollars cash for it. They insisted they wanted it turned in so it could be destroyed.
Mm.
Now, fortunately, there aren't large numbers of them, but there are some of them at these events also.
Okay. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but yeah.
Ideologies, they start from premises different than ours.
Oh, well.
So, should we go to the bear story?
Let's talk about the Washington State bear attack that was stopped with a revolver.
Yeah, this is fascinating to me. I have one of my sources does a lot of traveling and hunting. You know, he's independent means, and he likes to hunt, and he has helped me find quite a few incidents. And so he was talking to somebody and found that this person had shot a bear in self-defense with a revolver. So, of course, I was interested, and I interviewed the fellow, and everything he said matched up beautifully, and he had a picture of the bear skin that he had collected from this event, and his name's Travis Newman. And in 2005, he was archery hunting in Washington State. And he'd drawn this archery elk tag for the Blue Mountains, which is near Walla Walla, Washington. And then late in the evening of the 20th September, he'd already killed his elk tag, by the way. But he was out walking, and on a familiar elk trail, it's way back in, I don't know, maybe he was scouting. He said he was walking there, and it was getting near dusk. And he rounded a corner. He thought to himself, I don't remember seeing that stump there before. Well, all of a sudden, the stump was only about 10 yards away. All of a sudden, the stump erupted into a big bear coming at him full bore and furiously chomping its jaws. And Travis thought, well, that bear's going to bluff. So he took a step back and he speed drew his Taurus Tracker 45 Colt. There weren't a lot of those made. Stainless steel, very nice revolvers. He had it in an Uncle Mike holster in a cross draw, so he could get it from his left side drawn with the right. And it was loaded with Remington 250 grain jacketed hollow points. And the bear it's still coming. He's speed drawing. He's going, this is real. And he single axed and he cocked it for the first shot. And he fired it, and he said the bear was about 10 feet from him when he fired that first shot, and he missed. The shot went over the back of the bear. And he fired his second shot at about 4.5 feet, and he thinks he hit the bear, but it didn't have hardly any effect. Hit it in the, probably in one of the hands. And they found, a bullet when they skinned it out. So, or the entrance wounds. And, then the third shot, the bear was almost right even with him, almost under his right arm, and he shoots and he breaks the bear's back, just a bit above the hips so that the hind legs are disabled. And then he steps, trying to evade the bear. He steps back as the bear goes by him. He fires the last two shots, double action, into the back end of the bear. And all that took place much more rapidly than I can say it, probably in 3 to 4 seconds.
Yeah.
It's just bam, 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 type thing. And then he's on the edge of a ravine in, wooded area. And the bear goes over the edge to his right. And this is the upper end of the Wolf Fork Creek. That creek flows into Dayton, Washington. And he's standing there with an empty revolver. It's not like he's standing there just wondering. He is ejecting cartridges from that revolver, puts them into one pocket. He fishes in his other pocket, pulls out his spare ammunition, 4 rounds. So he loads the revolver with the remaining 4 rounds he has, puts the empty chamber underneath the hammer. And the bear, at this time, and this is all happening rapidly, is making a real racket down below in this ravine. And he's thinking that bear's going to be coming right back at him. So he doesn't know exactly where all the shots went by then. And looks down, and the bear is sitting on its butt across the ravine, against the far bank, about 15 yards away. So he pulls up the revolver and starts firing, but as he starts shooting, the bear starts rolling and moving, and he misses 3 shots. And the bear starts going down the ravine, and there's a deadfall tree of some kind there, and the bear starts going under it, but its hind legs are disabled, and it gets stuck. So it can't go forward, and it can't go backwards. And Travis thinks, well, this is my chance. He has 1 shot left in the revolver. He runs up to where the bear is, puts 1 foot on the log, and at point blank range fires between the bear's shoulder blades, angling toward the front. And at that point, as he fires, the log moves, the bear flips out under that log and starts just flipping and rolling and turning and tossing, and finally piles up about 30 yards down the ravine. So Travis holsters the revolver, snaps it in place, draws his knife, and starts moving toward the bear. And he says, I don't want to get into a knife fight with that bear. And so he waits. Now, the Bears there, now the Bears sort of got on its butt sitting again, and he's watching it for several minutes. And while he's watching it, it's like the Bear is, you know, almost nodding off, like it's, you know, about ready to expire, which probably is true, pretty close. It's been hurt badly. At this time, it's been hit with, you know, let's see, 4 rounds of ammunition. Yeah, 45 long Colt. So he's watching it, and it would, like, perk up a little bit, and it would start, like, dropping off. And so it looked like it was kind of going unconscious, so he thought, well, let's see. So he let go a little low whistle, you know, and all of a sudden the Bear's head pops up, and I go, whoa! You know, like, you can't sneak up on me. So Travis thought about it and said, you know, I need more ammunition. It's getting dark. So he heads back out to get back to where he can get reinforcements and ammunition. And then he goes to a friend of his that's a taxidermist. And the next morning they come out to collect the Bear. Taxidermist has a rifle to back him up, and he has more ammunition. Well, they get back, and the Bear is not where he left it. See, where'd that Bear go? And they start doing the classic search, going in big circles, little circles, and then bigger and bigger, you know, kind of a spiral pattern looking for, and they find the Bear. There's an elk wallow, and it's kind of in a depression, probably in the bed of the ravine is what I'm thinking, and it has a lot of mud in the bottom, and they can just see, like, the edge of the Bear's shoulder sticking up above the mud. It dug himself right down into the mud, and one side of his head and a little bit of his jaw and a nostril and an eye and an ear are showing. Well, Travis thinks that Bear's, you know, it's done for. And he starts going down.
Hang on for me. I was just too busy listening to the story. Sorry. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply. the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Talk about this bear.
Yeah, this bear had been shot like four times.
Yeah,
by Travis Newman, and it had you know, he decided he didn't want to go. He was out of ammunition. Decided not to go up against the bear with just a knife. He thought the bear was probably about to expire, but he didn't want to poke it with a knife while it was doing so. So he went to get reinforcements, and he came back the next morning, and after some searching, they found the bear, and it had dug itself down into a elk wallow. And so it was all covered up with mud, you know, inside this, up to, you know, just a little bit of its head and shoulder was showing.
Right.
And they he thought the bear was dead. And so Travis, this is a little bit of a depression, so his friend stays kind of on a shelf. So Travis has his revolver out, and he's going down, he cocks the revolver, and he starts to step across this wallow. He steps on the bear's shoulder, that's a little bit that's showing, to get to the other side. And his buddy is up above on the shelf, says, hey, stupid, what are you doing? You know, be careful. And so he's on the other side. He's about 2 feet from where the bear's head is, and he starts talking with his buddy. And the buddy's eyes start getting kind of white and wide, and all of a sudden, as the bear's head erupts out of the wallow, and it chomps his teeth, ka-chomp, about 2 feet from him. And he said that was probably the last energy the bear had, but he shot the bear behind the head to finish it off, finishing shot, you know, coup de grace. And they started pulling this bear out of this wallow because it was all submerged in the mud and muck. And he said, you know, he thought he had shot a big bear. And when they looked at it, it was just a little bit of his head showing the wall. He said, that's not the bear I shot. The bear I shot was a lot bigger than that. So they start pulling it out. And the more they pull it out, the more bear there was. And it turned out to be a very big bear for the area. It squared at about 6 feet, I understand, depending on how you measure it. And over 6 feet, which is a good-sized black bear. Now, this black bear was a cinnamon phase black bear, which means that it's brown with highlights, you know, sort of a cinnamon-colored, and those are common in that area. And they eventually, it took them 2.5 hours, they got that bear dug out, and then they basically skinned it, and they said, well, see, that's a lot to carry out. We'll go back, get a horse, and come back, and then we'll pack it out of here. So, they did that. It would be the next day that they had to come back to get it. And as Travis was going back out with the bear, he went past the place where he'd seen the bear the first time. And he thought about it, and he realized what had probably happened was that he was wearing a black ball cap and black sweatshirt and black Wrangler jeans, and the sun was starting to go down, and the light was fading, and what he found as he went out is that bear had been feeding on a mule deer doe carcass. And when he came around the corner, the bear couldn't smell him because of the way the wind was, and it probably thought it was another bear trying to steal its meal. And it came at him, you know, instinctively, and probably didn't realize he was human until he started shooting at it. So that was the way he thought that it had probably happened. But even if the bear thinks you're another bear, when it swats you with its paws or bites you, it still does a lot of damage. So, you know, he was definitely under threat and did the right thing in shooting the bear. And he did not have to worry about justifying himself because it happened to also be bear season,
right?
And he had the proper license to take the bear.
So that's
why he ended up with the bear skin rug on his wall.
So yeah, that's the actual bear.
Yep, that's the actual bear that he shot.
Yeah,
in the picture at Ameline.
Yeah,
and then he's got the bear. He loads it up on his horse, a buckskin, he said. And as he's starting to go out, he's only about 100 yards away from where he shot the bear, you know, the trail was. And he looks and can see across the drainage there, and they're 400 yards away, across the drainage, is another cinnamon bear as big as the one he had killed. And so it had been a really good berry year. It had been a good year for elk calves, both of which would tend to add to these bears getting bigger because they have plenty to eat. And it was before wolves were reintroduced or re-brought back into the area. And so it was a good year for bears, and he ended up with a very nice bearskin trophy after shooting a bear that was coming at him full bore from only 30 feet away.
Right.
So it's another pistol defense effective against bears, and it will go into the database when I do an update. Hopefully I'll do that in the next few months. There's getting to be a fair number of stories I need to add.
Time to write a book, Dean.
You are correct. I just am, you know, just have to get beyond lazy. I'm having so much fun writing these stories that it's hard to get away, you know, of course, time to do a book. But a book would be useful to a lot of people, I think, because they'd have everything in one place and explain what's going on. You can see some of the statistics of, and you can understand the dynamics better. Unfortunately, some of the things that have been called scientific studies in this area, they are not very well done in trying to understand what actually happens.
Right.
And so when you read them, you realize that there's a reason they come up with the statistics they do, and those statistics are not particularly valid. And when you're only talking about a couple hundred incidents, that's a pretty small number to do statistics on. Now, what we do, what I've done with all these is, as with this story, we provide a narrative of what happened.
Right.
Some people might say, well, he didn't need to shoot that bear. If he'd have just yelled at it more or waved his hands more, that bear would have probably just went by him and never bothered him a bit.
Mm.
Well, I don't think that's the right way to see it. You got a black bear, of all things, coming at you full tilt from 30 feet away. You don't have a lot of time to decide that bear won't hurt me. You know, I think you're better off defending yourself, and that was a valid defense. But you understand what happened better, and you can make your own choice. But when all you hear is something claiming that firearms are only 50% effective, well, what does that mean? In those studies, they don't tell you what the circumstances were,
right?
How it happened. And they only pick certain events and don't pick other events. So I prefer the method where you let people know and then they can decide what's useful and what isn't to them.
Yeah, that would probably be, yeah.
Yeah, and that's our story from Washington State in 2005.
We don't really have time to get into the mountain lion. That'll have to be picked up next week, I do think. Now, will the mountain lion? Now, is there going to be a separate mountain lion database versus the?
There's not very many, not that many incidents, but I believe I will write an article about the surprising number of mountain lion attacks we're seeing. I have been surprised. I mean, it was all downplayed earlier in the 70s and 80s. And they said, mountain lions never really attack people. They're so rare, it never happens. But what we're seeing is when you don't hunt them, people are at risk. And here's a little funny thing about this mountain lion attack. The prosecutor in this case had a relative who had to shoot a mountain lion out west when he was archery hunting, and the authorities out there ruled it self-defense. So the prosecutor was better educated than most in the potential seriousness of mountain lion attacks.
Right.
I didn't even think about that. What's the odds? Well, apparently there's a lot more of these events than we think. I started looking at situations where archery hunters had to shoot mountain lions in self-defense. And I came up with 5 of them in the last decade. I thought that was an extraordinary amount.
Right.
Especially when we're told they're just nice furry forest creatures and they never bother you.
We're running out of time, Dean. As usual, great stories. Thank you very much for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure, Ben.
Yes, sir. Talk to you guys on Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.